Sergeant Heron, where do we go from here? What happens now?
I wish I knew. I regret that without the new members that the governor appointed and without a quorum, we simply cannot conduct the university's business. So until we get a quorum or new appointments, we're kind of in limbo.
So now are you waiting to have some sort of emergency meeting? I mean, the next meeting's not scheduled until May.
Well, I was just asking the general counsel how we could go about scheduling another meeting, and he is going to advise us how we can make plans to get back together.
There's a whole lot of turmoil right now surrounding the university and the system. What words do you have for employees, for students, for people who are involved with this university?
There's no one who would want unity at this university more than me. I'll bend over six ways from Sunday. I will cooperate with anybody, everybody, governors, office, administration, trustees, but we have to have unity at this university.
How unprecedented is this? Does this ever, anyone know if this has ever happened in our district?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Has anything like this ever happened before? A situation where we've had to cancel because of
I'm sure the president could tell you more about that than me. I've only been a member for about 2 years.
I believe 15 or 20 years ago there was a problem. We didn't have a quorum on the board, and they couldn't conduct a meeting. And then after that, some people were appointed or something. I'm not speaking for the university or anything, but this is not the. Appointments are staggered and they don't get filled in time, and so there can be delays, and then if the Senate doesn't confirm that there's vacancies, and the university will work through this.
Dr. Pichard, what about the business of the university? There were people's applications for sabbatical, there were pay increases, there were construction projects, lots of things on this agenda that may not be able to wait for 3 months.
Well, I'm certain when an acceptable contingent of new appointees are in place that there will be a board meeting and plenty of time to take care of the business of the university.
Is there any concern about things that are ongoing, payments that needed to be made, that because
No.
this meeting couldn't happen, those won't happen?
No. There's no concern about the payments. We've had, times where we've had 3 or 4 months between board meetings. There's no concern about that. The university's financial operations will be ongoing. People will be paid. No one will go without a paycheck.
What about telling students who are filling out federal student aid forms right now, they need to know what their tuition rates are going to be? How soon does that decision need to be made?
Well, all the board members have had the tuition and proposed tuition and fees before them for at least the last 2 weeks, and they were for informational purposes anyway. The board will come back in May, as they have done in the past, and decide whether those tuition and fee increases that are being asked for are suitable.
Dr. Heron, do you have any thoughts on these issues that needed to be addressed today? Are you disappointed? Are you frustrated?
I'm heartbroken. I met two of the three new appointees for the first time yesterday afternoon. They're very honorable people. They're very, very honorable people, one of the ladies, new appointee, I think her name is Sandy Cook. I've never spoken with Sandy, don't know her. I just read her biography as everybody else did. But she's a 20-year retired Marine Master Sergeant. Went to SIU undergrad, got her law degree there. Had two kids that fought in the service. One lost a leg. I mean, and they vote against her? Coming to here, offering her service? And she left Wisconsin to come and drive down to this meeting expecting to attend. Dr. Terrell met him also for the first time yesterday. He left Atlanta, Georgia to come here, all excited about it, had a lot to offer. We were all excited. And then in the middle of the meeting yesterday, we got information of what had happened. It's politics at its worst. There's no question about that.
What words do you have to either the governor's office or the Senate or both in terms of what's happened over the last, say, 4 days?
Well, I think probably the same thing that everybody's given the federal government. You need to put your big boy pants on and go to work and do the right thing. We're here to do the right thing. We were here to unify this board and to work for this university. Nothing more than that. And to think that not having board meetings is going to be good, it isn't. We haven't had a board meeting since last December. And then don't have another official meeting scheduled until May. That's a long time. That's a long time. And I'm not supportive of that. And I would like to get the representatives of the trustees to call an interim meeting to see if we can get a quorum, we have Marquita Wiley, and we have Mannering now, Lowry, myself, and David Hamilton. And it takes all of us to get together to a meeting. Well, we're here. Apparently, and when we left the meeting yesterday, the last question I asked Marquita Wiley, would she be able to be here today? And her answer was yes. But then within an hour, apparently something, I have no clue about that, but must have come up and said she couldn't be here. And she was fully aware that lack of her presence, we couldn't conduct the business. So I wish her well in whatever her problem may have been that was more emergent than this. And I'd like for us to call a meeting next week, if we can, and put it on the schedule, and I'm hoping that she can attend.
Let's put the truth out here, okay? I mean, come on. The fact of the matter is that the governor, for the third time, told people in Springfield, told me when Gary Hannig called me, they were not involved in this any longer with the chairmanship. All of them. Witnesses. The fact of the matter is, when the appointments came down and we called to congratulate the appointees, Dr. Terrell told us that the governor's office had called him and told him that Mr. Herron was going to be chairman and he was going to be vice chairman. That is the absolute truth. Marquita Wiley called him. Harold Bardot is a good friend of his. We all know what happened here. There's no sense in trying to spin the truth. That's exactly what happened. And then the governor comes out for the third time with his spokesperson and says, we weren't involved in this. They certainly were involved with it, and that's the problem. Three board members here in Metro East, all with ties to SIUE, were unceremoniously let go by the governor with no thank you, no gratitude, no anything for the years of service that they performed excellently here. That's what happened. That's what happened. Once again, the governor gave people their walking orders to do something that they needed to be independent of, and he had assured everybody they would be independent of. That's the truth.
Let me absolutely and unequivocally straighten you out on that, because that's not true. It's not.
We have witnesses.
It is not true.
Do you have any conversations with anyone in the governor's office?
I have not talked or spoken with Governor Quinn in months.
Any representatives in
months,
his office?
Just that they were going to be sending us trustees. They were going to be sending us trustees. I do not know these trustees, never spoke with them, never heard of them, never, not a single one. Now, the coercement came elsewhere. Dr. Terrell told me that he was called by two or three different people and asked would he run for chairman. And his answer to me was, I didn't think that I should do that, but I would be happy to accept a position as maybe vice chairman. That's what he told me. Everybody was called. Donna Mannering was called to ask, would she run for chair? Everybody. They want everybody in the world to be chairman but me.
They didn't call me.
Except Don.
Who exactly was calling?
I think we know where that came
who
from.
Who called Dr. Terrell? I called Dr. Terrell. I'm the president. I called to congratulate him and thank him for being an SIU alumni, a 2 degree from SIU Carbondale, a graduate with a PhD in higher education. I said, you are an absolutely credentialed and qualified person. You ought to consider it. Because the governor had said to all of us that I'm not going to get involved in this. Ask Dr. Terrell about the conversations. Ask him about Marquita Wiley's conversations with him. You know, there's plenty of witnesses to this.
And there's clearly more than Dr. Terrell that's involved with this. There's a lady by the name of Sandy Cook who I've never met. She didn't make it today. There is Lee Milner. Same thing. Never saw or heard of Lee Milner. I do not believe that they were given any instructions at all to support me for chairman. Do not believe that. Go on record as telling you I don't believe
Dr.
that.
Dr. Terrell, unless he just wants to not tell the truth, will tell a different story. And there's three people at least that know that, who had those conversations.
Well, I wish he were here because I just saw him at breakfast and had a discussion with him. And he is saddened about the whole affair. And he can read, he can count heads, and he reads the headlines of the paper. We clearly have a division here. And Dr. Pichard has made it clear that he wants anybody to be chairman but me.
No.
That came straight from the horse's mouth of the people who were asked... That he has made that absolutely clear. And I think that's a... I do not believe... Let me say what I do believe. I believe that the board is the governing body of this university. Whoever it is, and the governor has the right to appoint who he or she wants to put on that board, and they have the right to vote for whoever they want. And I do not believe that the president... or any administrative official should interfere with the operation, organization of this board. And I sent Dr. Pichard a note to that effect earlier this week that I respectfully request that you keep out of the organization of this board. And by the way, as we all know, when this went down on the Senate floor yesterday, they ripped me up one side and down the other for the most biased things that the whole world knows different than that. There must be something in the water down there in Metro. I don't know, but it's something going around that the truth doesn't come out of there. It's just that simple. But I in no way am racially biased in any way. I'm 76 years old, have hundreds of businesses, never have had any insinuations in any way regarding that. And I am appalled at that. I come here of my own will. I get nothing. I take no reimbursement for this. We've all traveled to do this. Dr. Terrell traveled, as I said, from Atlanta, the other lady from Wisconsin. And we come here. These other people are paid. They're on the payroll. Hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting right by me of being paid to do this. And we are donating our time for the good of this university and getting ripped up one side and down the other. Now, the one thing about this, I'm not going to cave in. I'm not going to quit. I am unequivocally going to see this through to do the best that I can possibly do for Southern Illinois University and Southern Illinois. And I will bear out the rest of my appointment term trying to do that. Nothing more and nothing less. And you will always get the straight from me, always. And even my enemies know that I tell you the truth. And I'm telling you the truth this morning.
talk maybe about some, is there an issue beyond who is, whose name is on the nameplate for chairman that you feel is at the heart of all of this in terms of the actual governance of the university? The fundamental disagreement.
I'm sure there are many issues. And I just articulated one a few minutes ago. Dr. Heron, at the board meeting last year, told those board members they were going to get kicked off the board by the governor. He made it very clear to all three of them. They got kicked off by the governor unceremoniously, and now we have no board members with SIUE connections in terms of degrees or anything else. That's what's at the bottom of this. That's what's at the bottom of it. Those people were kicked off of this board in a way that was unbecoming of anybody. You know what the problem is? Their legislators tried to meet with the governor three times, three senators, representatives, just to talk about this situation. He refused to meet with them. He refused to meet with them. Those people had done nothing wrong. They were excellent board members. Excellent board members. We have had board members on this board serve for 30 and 35 years under all kinds of Democrat and Republican governors. This area is very upset over their representatives being treated the way they were treated. And the threats came true. And I think they just decided to do something about it.
Is there any chance that the three board members who are now, well, still part of the board because the appointments were rejected, but is there any chance that those three will be reappointed instead of looking for three completely different people?
No. The ones who went off the board cannot be reappointed. The new members that were not passed by the Senate cannot be reappointed.
What about the fact that there was a bill filed yesterday in the Illinois House that would sever SIU Edwardsville and SIU Carbondale, make them two completely separate universities? This kind of friction and this kind of upheaval certainly lends some kindling, some fire to that. What are your feelings on that for either of you?
I didn't know anything about it until you just told me.
It's the same sort of legislation that Representative Hoffman has introduced in the past that would sever the two boards, I believe, beginning at the beginning of the next fiscal year, starting July 1st.
I understood that he was in Orlando, Florida. I didn't know how he would introduce it. That's all I know.
Representative Hoffman and Holbrook introduced this bill 6 years ago. And we had a lot of conversations. They understood the reasoning for the system and how that benefited both colleges and universities. They withdrew the bill. This is a serious situation. Metro East is so upset over this whole thing. There have been leadership council meetings in this area that have sent out all kinds of stuff, protesting the way these people were treated. The Metro East area was not treated well during this stuff, and they're upset about it, and their representatives and senators are very upset about it.
Let me be clear. That was way before my time. I had no ties to it. I had no knowledge of it. I do not know what the reason for considering splitting up is. All I know is the Southern Illinois University is a great university. And I do know this undermines what we're all about and what we're trying to do. They can play politics all they want. But in the meantime, it's harming the lives of these kids in this university. Our enrollment is significantly going down.
We'll speak to the enrollment thing this afternoon in my speech and show where Northern Illinois and some other universities have gone to compared to us.
Our enrollment is going down.
At Carbondale. And there's a lot of reasons for it.
I believe one of the reasons you mentioned was too much trash on the highway between Marion and Carbondale.
That's a part of the problem when any university is trying to recruit students, to keep the place clean.
At any rate, I had no involvement, no power with these past trustees. That's the most asinine thing that one could possibly say, that I can influence what Governor Quinn does, who he likes, who he appoints, who he thinks is going to do well for this university. But what I can tell you are facts, okay, that one of those trustees missed over 30% of the board meetings over the first several years, and many of those were attended by phone. I can also tell you that in the entire tenure of two of those people, that they voted the way the same vote 100% of the time for 10 years. Those are the facts.
Why were these people taken off the board in the first place? What was the reasoning behind
them? Ask them. They'll tell you why. They were all threatened.
Might I just interject something here? I'm the sole Republican. Well, except for...
There's two of us.
So we're not involved in the internal political structure here. But the reality is there were three vacancies. The terms expired. And yes, sometimes people are reappointed, sometimes they're not. That's the normal evolution of boards. It happens statewide. And this is a statewide institution. You had every board member from downstate. You have no board members from the central part of the state or northern Illinois. And we used to have board members from the Chicago area on the SIU board. It makes sense to have board members from all over the state since it's a statewide institution. Now, that's not detracting anything from the three individuals that term expired, and I'm not going there at all. The point is, it is a statewide institution, and all areas of the state ought to be represented. It shouldn't just be all at Carbondale or all over here at Collinsville or Edwardsville. And right now, that has been the practice in the past. And that leads to a transition problem. And I think that's part of it, too. But I'm not involved in this.
I'd like to add that there's no reason that I, as the student trustee, should be the only graduate from Edwardsville on this board. I think that that's something that is a real concern for Edwardsville area and our universities.
I'm sorry?
Where will the next board meeting be held in May?
I can't answer that. I don't know. It takes three board members to call a meeting, and we haven't overly talked about it. We just said we would like to have a meeting as soon as possible to transact the university business. But we cannot transact business until we have a quorum, and that means all five remaining people. David and Marquita Wiley and Larry Mannering and myself, we have to get together. And until they all are willing to sit down and have a meeting, we can't do it. It's that simple.
You had said when she asked about the bill, and you said that Quinn was in Florida?
No.
No.
Did not say that. I said I had heard that Jay Hoffman.
Jay Hoffman, okay.
Jay Hoffman.
You said he was in Florida.
I said I had heard let me repeat what I said, or what I wanted to say, that I had heard that Jay Hoffman was in Florida. That was in response to, did he introduce a bill? I can't answer that.
Okay.
No clue. Didn't know about that.
Okay. it's something that I wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
So what's the next step now? They, do they have to nominate three new board members now? Or?
Yes.
Well, there'll be new board members appointed, and they will have to receive the clearance of the Senate. And we'll see.
How long do you think that can take?
Well, they all have no idea. Governor's time frame, basically.
But as long as there is conflict and political bickering, trying to avoid appointment or ratification of the governor's appointment, this could drag on. There's no question about that. I guess they will be confirmed when the Metro people agree with who it is, because they were the leaders of what happened yesterday. So when they get the appointees they want, maybe they'll ratify them.
If trustees were, say, appointed tomorrow and approved by the Senate right away, when would be the soonest that you could meet, or would you just hold over to the next month or meeting?
No, I would hope we'd do the same thing and get back together.
I think we'll have to have some time. At this point in time, people are coming onto the board within a few days of the board meeting. You certainly can't expect new trustees coming onto this board without having sufficient time to look at the material and the issues, discuss, ask questions, and so on. So it's not an immediate thing just because somebody comes onto the board. It's not the most productive thing for having those people voting the next day on the board agenda when they don't know really anything about it.
That's one of the things that I agree with Mr. Prichard on, clearly. But these people were appointed on Tuesday and the meeting was yesterday. So they had all of about 24 hours. So it doesn't have to drag on forever. Matter of fact, Dr. Terrell told me personally that he had read through every word of the board packet and was ready to prepare, ready to vote and go to business on it. He was excited about it and wanted to do that. We all, in talking with him for a little bit yesterday, were very pleased that he could bring a lot to the board. And as I said, they keep talking about the Metro. I'm not from here, but I assume Collinsville to me is included in the Metro, and Sandy Cook is from Collinsville. It's where she lives. So
It's a lot about the way things are being treated. We have three board members here, none of whom showed up for an interview with any of the four final candidates for the SIU Edwardsville Chancellor. None of them. They didn't care enough to even interview the leader of this campus. None of them. They didn't show up. That's how much interest you have here. And that's how much retribution has been taken against this area.
Look, if we're going to play he said, she said.
No,
You're right. We didn't do that. You want me to give you another version of that? We had a board meeting in Carbondale. It was specifically scheduled on a night for the part of the basketball. There was a basketball game at the university. We scheduled the meeting early. I was chairman at the time, worked with Misty to get barbecues to come in so we could grab a barbecue, and all the trustees go to the local basketball game. They stayed in the Stone Center, didn't go to the ball game. That's the fact.
Let me tell you something. The three trustees from this area, John Simmons, Ed Hightower, and Mark Hendricks, have been great board members for the Carbondale area. Show me anything in board meetings anywhere where they have turned down anything for the Carbondale area in the way of capital improvements or anything else. They've been the strongest supporters of Carbondale. Because they didn't go to a basketball game after the board meeting, that's why they didn't want to interview the chancellor candidates for this campus? Come on. That's ridiculous. These people have been wonderful for SIU Carbondale. Go back and check every record and see how many times they've ever voted against the SIU Carbondale campus for any reason.
Is there a specific reason that you didn't go to the meeting that interviewed those candidates?
Yes, I can tell you exactly. I run three businesses, and I have my own businesses to do. And I can't be to every one. If you look, I've not missed a board meeting since I was appointed. Not a board meeting. Haven't attended them by phone. I've been to every one. I've supported all the functions at the university that I could ever possibly. Check the record. Check the record. You will find that I have done that. And I'm not faulting this, but I'm only telling you a fact. Since John Simmons has been chairman, we've had to have the vice chairman handle the meeting two, maybe three times within a year. I'm not saying he's not an honorable guy doing a good job. He's a big donor for the university. He wrote a wonderful statement after he was replaced. No question about that. But can we attend everyone, everything? No, not all the time. We can't. However, the reference that I was meeting was on a Wednesday night meeting in Carbondale, when we had a 9 o'clock meeting the next day, in town, stayed overnight, in the back door. So we're not only comparing apples and oranges, we're talking about apples and grapefruits.
Well, if we're gonna say that because somebody did, if we're going to compare a board member not attending a basketball game to three board members not even bother to interview the chancellor candidate for SIU Edwards Hill, that is comparing apples to grapefruits. You know, there's no requirement that board members go to a basketball game. Dr. Hightower that night told me that he had to have a meeting with a friend on business. I don't know what their reasons were or anyone's reasons for not going to the basketball game. Mark Henricks comes to SIU Carbondale basketball games all the time. All the time. These board members have been totally supportive of athletics at SIU Carbondale. The new buildings and everything else.
I have no problem on a personal basis at all with any of the former trustees. Do not. Voted different than them on various issues, but that was their right. That was their right and their objective. I have no question that they had the university's interests at heart. I do. Who the governor appointed to replace them, I have no influence over that. I can only control one person, and that's myself. That's myself. And at the end of the day, I do what's right. I truly do what's right in my heart, 100% of the time. And there's no reason for me to continue to sit here and vent my disagreements, because it is clear that the president and I do have differences. And I will tell you truthfully, and I've written him personal letters to that effect, that I regret those differences. I held more fundraisers for him when he was in Congress than anybody else.
Yes.
Than anybody else. When he was ill, he went with me to Mayo Clinic. I got him an appointment. He served on my bank board for many years. I could go on and on. When I chaired one of the largest fundraisers in the history of Southern Illinois for him, got Mayor Daley to come down to Southern Illinois to be the keynote speaker.
Oh, wait a second. Mayor Daley came down at my request. He didn't come down at your request. What are you talking about?
Mayor Daley came down at my request. He is a personal friend, a personal friend. I flew him down at my own expense, picked him up in a vehicle, took him to Dr. Prichard's house, and we went to this event together. Now, that's a fact. Matter of fact, not long ago, I have a large assortment of memorabilia I put together for Dr. Pichard, and a large collage with all the things that went back to his gubernatorial candidacy and supported him. And I thought until the day I came on this board that I was a personal friend of Dr. Pichard's. I helped him not too terribly long ago. His wife had a foot problem and asked me. We met at Houlihan's in the parking lot and looked at her. I mean, we've been friends forever. I do not know what happened to this relationship, except that when I came here, I wanted everybody to be accountable, and I wanted to know what was going on, and I asked questions. And I have 4 more years to be on this board and 4 more years to ask those questions, whether it be as chair or just a trustee. I'm going to continue to do that because it's the right thing to do for this university and for Southern Illinois. I'm going to continue that.
When people come into my office, no matter who they are, friends or anybody else, and try to attempt to get me and the general counsel sitting right here, who can attest to everything we're saying, to get me to rig elections for the general counsel because they didn't want to accept the way it was being done, to try to get me to punish people who were guilty of nothing. I can go right down a list of 100 things. It doesn't matter if it's a friend or anybody else. I'm the president, and I'm going to protect the university at all costs. And don't try to get me to do something illegal, you know, with respect to
this
university.
Wait a minute. You're saying I tried to get you to do something illegal? You better be able to back that up. I would never do it, and you damn well know it.
Okay. Don't worry. There's plenty to back it up.
Then put your big boy pants on and go after it.
Doc.
But accuse me of doing something illegal, you've crossed the line.
Okay.
Did you again go over what was it? Which election?
Yeah.
The election for general counsel. Okay, we have a search process. Pardon me?
Seven members each get a vote as to who general counsel is.
Yes, but there is a search process like there is for everything. We went through that search process. There were 3 top candidates in the search process.
Okay, Larry, come here.
There was Lowry. A candidate.
Lowry, standing right back there.
Can you be quiet while I ask him a question? I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have a search committee for all searches. Those search committees are the way we do business in finding employees particularly the higher levels and higher level offices. We had that search committee process. The search committee recommended 3 people for consideration. Those 3 people I interviewed, in fact, I think it was 4 or 5 people I interviewed. Those interviews had taken place, and I recommended to the board who I thought was the best candidate, and that was Jeff, yes, because he had been involved in our system as a general counsel for Edwardsville and so on and so forth. Mr. Lowry comes into my office and says, I want this process changed. Because the person that they wanted didn't show up in the top 3, and in fact was way down the list.
Okay, who's Lowry?
Right here, Don Lowry. Comes into my office and suggests, and all of this is in the emails. All of it's in the emails, every bit of it, and suggests that the system needs to be changed. I said, have you talked to the whole board? No. So I said emphatically that you got to talk to the whole board, but this is the way things went all the time, was people walking into my office not having consulted the whole board and making demands. Mr. Lowry said, we should change this. we should take all of the candidates to the full board, and then every board member will get a chance to vote for one candidate.
How many candidates were there?
Well, there were at least the person that they were really trying to get on was 11th on the list. And so you take this thing to the full board. The full board rejected the proposed process, but it would have put them in position of casting one vote for the person that they wanted, which would have changed and undermined our whole search process. You know, and we rejected that.
The search process was a matter of board policy.
Yes, it is. It's what we do.
Mr. Lowry, can you identify yourself? I'm sorry, I'm a kind of late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm Don Lowry. I'm a trustee on this board. I don't know why you're going after me.
I'm not going after you. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. You tell the truth. Did you come into my office and ask me to change the process?
You know exactly what happened, Glenn.
In emails.
Cool.
I can prove it. Everything that went out to the board.
Folks, listen, I'm not going to argue with Glenn Bouchard up here. I just am not going to dwell at that low level arguing about things that have occurred. I simply tried to mediate a problem that I saw going on. And it escalated. And I'm not going to get involved in this.
Look, I have all the emails, all the facts that went to every board member because I said this has got to go to the full board. The emails are in place. They tell the exact whole story of what happened.
Don, the reason I asked for you, he said that I, not you at that moment, he's gone from me to you, but at the moment ago, it was that I had attempted to rig the election for the general counsel.
You argued for Don's process that night in the board meeting.
I, as chairman, indicated that I thought a board member should be on the search committee. That's what I argued for.
Well,
and I still believe a board member should be on the search committee, and everybody agreed and put Don on the search committee.
There were two board members on the search committee.
And the other one didn't show up.
He didn't show up for the last meeting because he was sick.
I want to have a word with both of you privately.
Pardon me?
I want to have a word with both of you privately. I need to talk to you about something. Dr. Heron, both of you.
Let me just say that on the search committees, we have a philosophical difference on that. Without question, I believe that board members should be on some of the search committees, and with their using the respective expertise of the place. In this case, we had a couple of lawyers, John Simmons and Don Lowry. We're going to hire a lawyer. I thought they could lend something to that search. I believed it then. I believe it today.
Wouldn't this be like changing the rules of the game after the game already started?
There is nothing in the bylaws that state that that's the way that search committee works.
Well, he said just the
other. No.
No, he better not have.
Board members, the board is the board. It can do anything it wants to. But it can't do what this individual member wants or that individual member wants. It's a board decision. We tried to say that 1,000 times. The board wants to put members of the board on search committees and so on. That's fine. But it's not what we practice in higher education, except for certain positions. Chancellors, the president, people that report, the general counsel. Board members can and should serve on those committees if they want to.
And that's all there was to this. It was discussed. Obviously, Simmons and Lowry didn't go on that committee without the entire board's approval. They went on there with board approval, and they went on and joined the search committee. Nothing more than that.
Jeff, I want to ask you a question.
Talk to me privately first.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask me all you want.
I'm late to the party. I apologize.
Who are you?
I'm Sanford Schmidt. I'm with the Telegraph.
With who?
The Telegraph newspaper. The reason I'm late, I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm not making excuses.
I was late too, by the way. I didn't know how to get here.
Well, anyway, we can both go. What I'm asking, what I'd like, has anybody addressed this concept that you have this bullying management style that doesn't fit in with the way this university really ought to be running, and that much of this controversy we're having is a result of, I'm sorry, but they say it's because of your style of, people are telling me, and I need to ask you
that,
if that's true or not.
You know, I, a long time ago, long, long time ago, when I first moved back into practice in Southern Illinois, I was asked to podiatry practice in Southern Illinois. I was asked to help care for Dan Walker when he decided to walk the state and run for governor. And I took care of Dan Walker and his whole family and got to know them. And as a result of getting to know them and hopefully having respect for me, he appointed me the original vice chairman of the Illinois Health Facility Authority. I was chairman of the underwriter committee for many years. I've continued to serve on and off public boards since whatever that was, 73, 74. Been in and out of many advisory boards. Not one ever. And I ask some of you reporters to, where did that come from except out of the Stone Center?
Out of the what?
Out of the Stone Center.
That's
figure
my
it
office.
Out.
The Stone Center is where the president's office is.
And they, and some
it's,
of them.
This is just a building on the Carbondale campus.
And they checked around and found, I asked them to check with every other board member that I ever served with in 40 years, to check with the executive directors, anybody else, if they ever had a complaint of my bullying. And the answer was unequivocally no.
Well,
and the recent chairman of the Illinois Finance Authority went on record, and there was something in one of the papers, I don't remember which that was, his view about me. And his name is Bill Brandt.
And that gentleman had federal convictions, by the way. Two of them. He lied to a federal court in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I agree.
About
I
his
agree.
Activities, I agree. Fundraising
I agree.
Activities
I agree.
And others.
I agree.
And another one, he lied to a congressional committee.
Well, he was on some other board.
You want me to jump in here?
No, I'll take that.
Bill Brandt.
He's just one of the people they contacted. He's currently the chairman of the Illinois Finance Authority.
So he's saying you're not a bully.
He and all the predecessors. That is a fabricated thing to make me look bad.
Why did they want me?
I can only opinionate on that, and I'm not going to do it. I
what
do.
About this concept, there's been a bill in and out, and never really got anywhere. Concept being to separate these two campuses.
You should have been here a little bit early. We've already talked about that.
I
agree with the general counsel. Hope the president will support this. That this needs to be. This discussion needs to end, and I'm willing to do that if you are.
It's fine with me.
Are you going to answer my question?
About that?
About the separate.
Talk to some of your coworkers. We've already talked about
what
it.
What they say.
I just leave you with a comment that I learned a long time ago from my mother. Just remember, what Peter says about Paul tells more about Peter than it does about Paul.
Thank you.